is when you're breaking limits. It shows up morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord God for his great grace. Lift up your voice this morning and begin to thank God for this awesome privilege he has given us all to be gathered together again in his presence this morning. Lift up your voice and give God thanks this morning for his faithfulness. Thank him for the grace he has given us to be awake this morning. Thank him this morning for waking us up. We slept and we awoke was because the Lord sustained us. Lift up your voice this morning and give God thanks. Give God praise. Give God all the glory. Let's thank him for the strength he has given us all to be counted as those who are alive today in the land of the living. Father, we are grateful to your holy name this morning. Thank you because you are the one who has woke us up this morning. Thank you for the privilege of life that you have granted everybody. Lift up your voice everywhere. Begin to appreciate God this morning. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your good hand upon our lives. Thank you for your sustenance upon us. Thank you for granting us the gift of life again this morning. Thank you for the privilege to be numbered among those who are in the land of the living this morning. Lift up your voice and give God thanks. He is faithful. Lift up your voice and give God praise. He is faithful. Lift up your voice and give God thanks. He is faithful this morning. Express your gratitude to the Most High. Express your gratitude to your Father this morning in heaven. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for this great grace you have given us this morning. Thank you for the privilege you have given us to be alive. Lift up your voice and thank him this morning. Why not begin to thank him for all the amazing victories that he has granted us, both as a church, as an individual this morning. Say, Father, we are grateful for all the grace that you have granted us, all the victories that we have won. Thank him for all the victories he has given us, both as individuals and as a commission this morning. Lift up your voice and be grateful. Thank him for all the souls that has been won into the kingdom. Thank you for devastating the kingdom of darkness. Thank him for advancing the cause of his church on earth. Lift up your voice as you begin to express gratitude to God this morning, even as we begin to receive grace again this morning, that as we offer prayers and supplications and intercessions this morning, we shall be having greater victories. In the name of Jesus, receive grace this morning for supplication that every prayer that we shall offer this morning will ascend unto him and return back to us for a testimony. Lift up your voice and ask God for the supply of a spirit of grace and supplication. Father, we ask for a fresh supply of a spirit of grace and supplication even as we engage in intercessions this morning. We ask, oh God, that today again will be a day of devastation for the kingdom of darkness. We ask that today will be a day of advancement of your kingdom on earth. Today shall be a day of building your church once more. Today shall be a day of testimony for everyone individual this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful unto you because we know that everything that you have said to do, today we shall see the fulfillment of your grace. And every prayer item that we offer this morning will return back to us for a testimony as we engage in prayers and by the supply of the Spirit of Jesus. Father, we are grateful unto you. Blessed be your holy name, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's invite the praise team.
I will save him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will serve him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will serve him from everlasting
to everlasting.
I will serve him
from everlasting.
Oh, yeah.
Everlasting,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Serving the Lord,
Together for Jesus, and please be seated. We'll be rising up shortly this morning to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, let everyone ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this church in this prophetic season. Amen. Amen can be louder. Amen. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 48, it said, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the Lord, and the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Let's rise on our feet as we take this prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, let everyone ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, let everyone you have ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this church in this prophetic season. Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession this morning? Pray in faith, pray in your understanding, and equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Our Father, our God, everyone you have ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. You are praying in faith, praying in your understanding this morning, standing strong on the altar of prayer. Remember, everyone that God has ordained for eternal life, believe. pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let everyone you have ordained for salvation, for eternal life across our harvest field, be saved and established in this church, in this prophetic season. This is a heart cry this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is somebody praying this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, everyone that you have ordained for eternal life, we are praying this morning that you cause them to be saved, you cause them to be established in this church all through this prophetic season. Are you praying? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. You can pray in faith, you can pray in understanding, and you can equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Our Father, we are praying that everyone you have ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this church, in this prophetic season. This is a heart cry, oh God, in the name of your Holy Son Jesus Christ, that each one that is being reached out to across our harvest field globally be saved, be established in this church. There shall be no resistance of any kind in the name of Jesus Christ. Each one you have ordained for salvation, oh God, we see them saved, we see them established in this church all through this prophetic season. Are you praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession this morning? Pray from the depth of your heart. Let the Lord hear you cry unto him in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let everyone you have ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved, be established, oh God, in this church, in this prophetic season. This is a heart cry. Somebody praying this morning, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Oh, our Father, let each one that you have ordained for eternal life, we are praying that you cause them to be saved as they are being ministered to. Oh, there shall be no resistance of any kind. Their heart will be pricked unto salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your will is to see that no one perishes, that each one be saved and be established in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? Someone is still praying. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Father, let everyone ordained for eternal life across our harvest field be saved and established in this prophetic season in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration this morning, because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand.
In just a while, we'll be rising to continue in prayer. This time we're saying, Father, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 23, the master speaking to the servant, that means you and I, says, go out into the highways and the edges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. With that scripture, can we rise on our feet and begin to pray this prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Call upon God. Ask that he will grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Supernatural wisdom, speaking the right word, making the right gestures, the right moves, such that everyone we meet will be turned to Christ this week in the mighty name of Jesus. Going out, knowing where to go, knowing what to say, knowing how to say it. Every soul winner amongst us in the mighty name of Jesus. And this week, this week, not the next. No postponement. Everyone going out to the highways and the byways, compelling the people to come in. In the mighty name of Jesus, let God hear you praying that prayer. Pray that prayer. We are absolutely dependent on God. Absolutely relying on Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. Pray for every soul winner amongst us for supernatural wisdom, so as to go out and compel the people to come in. In the mighty name of Jesus, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, cry unto God. Let God hear your voice. You are praying, Father, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice unto God. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Our God who hears prayers, hears you. Pray, Lord, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lord, with wisdom, Lord, bring them in, Lord. With wisdom, Lord, knowing what to say, knowing how to say it, knowing where to position ourselves, how to appear, the right smile, the right gesture, supernatural wisdom, the one that is compelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, knowing what answer to give. Philip started from that scripture. He preached Christ. Ask for supernatural wisdom to every soul winner, everyone going out this week, so as to turn many to Christ and to this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace for a fruitful harvester for every one of us, the grace to go out on time. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask for supernatural wisdom for every soul winner amongst us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Grace to be effective in the mighty name of Jesus. The master of the harvest leading us, guiding us, knowing what to do, knowing how to do it, knowing what to say. Wisdom is the principal thing to grant us wisdom, every soul winner, so as to turn many to Christ and to this church this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace to be effective harvesters, to be harvest, not to postpone, not to delay. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. The fields are white, all ready to harvest, but only he that reapeth receiveth wages. Wisdom, supernatural wisdom to every soul winner amongst us, so that many shall be turned to Christ and to this church this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, this week it shall be reflected. In the mighty name of Jesus, effectiveness. Effectiveness, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom for effectiveness. Paramashita, pray for everyone, every single soul winner amongst us. Grace to go out, wisdom to go out, and to bring the multitudes in the mighty name of Jesus, to the highways and to the edges, and compel them to come in. Now lift up your hands and begin to thank God, because that's what He will do for us. Every one of us, all winners, will go out in wisdom and bring the harvest in. Thank you, Father, because you will do exactly as you have commanded. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Put your hands together and please take your seats.
Next, when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, we destroy every plan and purpose of hell against the continuous growth of this church, and let the effect be manifested in all our services all through this year. Isaiah 14 and verse 24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I've taught, so shall it come to pass, and as I've proposed, so shall it stand. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning again. Father, we destroy every plan and purpose of hell against the continuous growth of this church. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. At this time everywhere, let's lift up our voices. Father, we destroy every plan and purpose of hell. We terminate every cancer from the pit of hell against the continuous growth of this church, and let the effect be manifested in all our services all through this year. Lift up your voice and let's engage our hearts in this intercession this morning. Let's pray with passion. Let's pray from the depth of our hearts. We are taking authority over every plan and counsel of hell against the continuous growth of this church. And we are praying, let the effect be manifested in all of our services all through this year. Lift up your voice and let's engage right now. Let's pray with faith and let's pray with confidence in our God. Father, we are asking again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We destroy every plan and purpose of hell that is out against, that is out to resist the continuous growth of this church. And we are praying, let the effect be manifest on all our services. Let the proof be manifest in all our services all through this year. You have vowed to build your church, and the gates of hell cannot stand against it. Therefore, in the strength of your word and in confidence of this truth, we are asking in the name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose of hell, let such be terminated. Let such be destroyed. Let every gang up from the pit of hell. Let every imagination from the pit of hell, let it be destroyed. Every counsel against the growth of your church, every plan against the advancement of your church, we nullify such this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. And we are asking, let the effect be manifested in all of our services all through this year, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone lift up your voice and engage your heart in this intercession. Remember, surely they will gather, but not by me. And he has declared that every gang up will fall for our sake. Therefore, lift up your voice. Every plan, every counsel, every imagination, every device from the pit of hell against the growth of this church that is out to stall the advancement of the agenda of God concerning us as a church, we destroy this morning. We cancel out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice. Pray this morning some more with passion. Everyone connected this morning, ensure your voice is heard on high with passion, with faith in your heart, with confidence in your God. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we decree this morning, let every plan and purpose of hell against the continuous growth of this church, let it be canceled, let it be nullified, and let the effect of your continuous advancement of your agenda be evident in all our services all through this year. Let the effect be seen, be visible in every of our gathering all through this year, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. Pray some more this morning. Remember, he disappoints the counsel of the ungodly, every plan of the wicked against the continuous growth of his church. He will disappoint it. He's canceling it out right now. Therefore, pray some more with passion. Father, on the authority of your word, we decree this morning, let every plan and counsel and purpose of hell against the continuous growth of this church, let it be destroyed, and let the effect be seen in all our services all through this year. Lift up your voice. Thank him some more this morning. He has heard our prayers and he has answered again. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Please give the Lord a big hand of praise and you may be seated.
Next, we shall be praying. Father, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimonies. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 6, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hill did bow, his ways are everlasting. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimony. Lift up your voice unto the Lord this morning everywhere, and let us call upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimonies. Our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are calling upon your name this morning. Every everlasting mountains, perpetual hills must bow. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimony. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, let every everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out even today, thereby turning everyone's situations to testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray, let every everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimony in the name of Jesus. Who art thou, O great mountain? Thou shalt become a plain. Therefore, this morning, we stand upon the word of God and we command every everlasting mountain, perpetual hill, be bowed in the name of Jesus. Father, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situation to testimony in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and decree in the name of Jesus, every everlasting mountains, perpetual hill, standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers, we command you this morning, be bowed in the name of Jesus, thereby turning everyone's situations into testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, let all everlasting mountains standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situations to testimony. This is our outcry this morning, Lord. This is our heart desire. We are calling upon your name, our God. Let every everlasting mountain, perpetual hill, let them bow in the name of Jesus. By the authority in the name of Jesus, every everlasting mountain standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers, in the name of Jesus, be leveled out. In the name of Jesus, be leveled out, thereby turning everyone's situations to testimony. Lift up your voice. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Engage your heart. Engage your spirit in praying this prayer fervently. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, every everlasting mountains, perpetual hill, we command you this morning, be bowed, leveled out in the name of Jesus, thereby turning everyone's situations to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we pray, let every everlasting mountain, perpetual hill, standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Yet again, rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Amen. Isaiah 42, verse 1, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Please, let's rise up as we lift up our voices to pray. This prayer imports upon us. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Will you lift up your voice as we pray this prayer with every zest? Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. This prayer imports on me and you. Pray with faith and fervency this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood. Fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, ensure heaven registers your voice. This is a heart cry for everyone. This should be our desire. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. For tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, ensure your heart is engaged. Don't just mutter words. Pray clearly, pray with faith, and pray with fervency. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. This is our heart desire, as this is our heart desire in the name of Jesus. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood. Fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and ensure that your heart is engaged as heaven registers your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood. Is somebody engaged in his heart? Pray with fervency. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Engage your heart, engage your faith, ensure that you are praying fervently. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Father, fill me with the spirit of servanthood for tireless and fruitful stewardship in your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Let's begin to thank him for answered prayers. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
Shortly we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies for all worshipers from across the nations. Louder, amen. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, paraphrase, the Bible says, thus said the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men out of all languages will take hold of the skirt of him that's a Jew, saying, we will go with you because we have heard that God is with you. Please rise upon your feet wherever you are right now. Lift up your voice and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Send your word in season. Send your word in season tonight at our midweek service. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season tonight at our midweek service. Lord, resulting in turnaround testimonies for all worshipers from across the nations of the earth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, send your word in season tonight at our midweek service. Let your word locate every worshiper wherever they may be. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your word in season locate every worshiper and meet each one of us at our very point of need, bringing about turnaround testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray this day and we are asking, Lord, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, send your word in season, send your word in season, send your word in season tonight at our midweek service. Oh God, bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. Bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. Thereby bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is our prayer today, that you will send your word in season tonight as we gather at our midweek service. Oh God, bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying wherever you are, even if you are by yourself. Don't pray silently, don't pray casually, pray with passion, pray aloud. Let heaven hear you. Make investment right now. Register your voice on the throne of God. Let heaven hear you as you pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, send your word in season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Send your word in season. Send your word in season. At our midweek service tonight, Lord, bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. Father, tonight, send your word in season. Let your word locate each worshiper. Let your word meet each one at the very point of our needs. Oh God, thereby bringing about turnaround testimonies in every area of life to every worshiper globally, that no worshiper tonight will return the same way we shall come, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this is our heart cry. Send your word in season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. In the name of Jesus Christ, your word in season, your word in season. Oh God, your word in season. In the name of Jesus Christ, send it to us tonight at our midweek service as we gather, bringing about turnaround testimonies for all worshipers globally. In the name of Jesus Christ, changing our story, moving us forward. Lord, let this be the experience of every worshiper tonight as we gather. Send us your word in season, oh God, and grant turnaround testimonies to all worshipers. Begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands and glorify his name. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
Now it is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and yours shall be next. Number one, years of stagnation destroyed by application of Matthew 6:33. After being stricken down financially by losses incurred in investments in transportation and trading, I found myself stagnated to ground zero, to the extent that my wife's little bus stop trade was our only source of livelihood. When the Wonder Double agenda kicked off, I knew God has come down for my sake to deliver me from the pit wherein is no water. So I put my challenges behind and engaged vigorously in soul winning and kingdom advancement prayers without asking God for anything of my own. My daily routine was to go on outreach immediately after the Covenant Hour of Prayer section daily. This always took me far away to distances that takes hours to trek back from, as there is no dime on me for transport in each of these my missionary journeys. I was mocked by close friends who saw me doing the trekking. My wife even begged me to stop going far. But in all this, I was not deterred. Instead, I was winning souls and establishing them in the church. Celebrate Jesus this morning. This dryness led to rent indebtedness and a child missing out on two terms from school. To worsen that, I was served a letter of forceful eviction by the landlord and his lawyer. The eviction date was just a few days left when the wonder double God showed up. And the heavens opened up from a source I least expected. If you're celebrating Jesus, make it better. I got a contract worth millions of naira. That is how God of wonder double delivered us from that stagnation and gave us more than double for our shame. Indeed, Matthew 6:33 is a practical reality. I give God all the glory. Wokulu N is the testifier. A big, big hand to Jesus. Number two, 21 years spiritual bullet uprooted. In 1996, I was in a dream where someone was chasing me, and after some distance, he brought out a gun and shot at me on the back, and I fell down. Since that day, I have been managing the pen, which has limited a lot of my activities until enthronement service of Operation Run, the day of my visitation. I got to the service, and during the mantle impartation session, I took my mantle and said, if this mantle can work in the life of my father, today I receive that power and it will work for me. And I put the mantle on my head. At the end of the service, I went home. And after lunch, I took a nap. I woke up at about 1 p.m. And as I moved off my bed, lo and behold, the old bullet that was shot at me 21 years ago dropped from my body. And immediately I received my healing. Celebrate Jesus with a bigger, bigger hand of praise. I touched the spot where I have been having pain on my back, and there was no pain. I bent forward to touch my toes, no pain. I bent backwards and still no pain. I started doing things I couldn't do before to prove that indeed God has done it. God supernaturally operated on me and uprooted this bullet from my back to end 21 years of oppression. I give the God of Bishop David Oyedepo all the glory. Elder Benson Okwemife is the testifier. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning. Rise with me, lift up your hands, and celebrate this wonder-working God.
Lift your voice and give glory to God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him all the glory due unto him. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning. Thank him also for the answers to prayer. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, for granting us answers. We give you all the praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for all that you have done. We glorify your name. Amen. These testimonies are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, for the answer to prayers, we say thank you. And now this morning, we are before your word, asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be changed. Amen. And let each one be transformed. Amen. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. The testimonies that we have heard this morning are very clear indication of the hand of God at work in our midst. Somebody was shot 21 years ago in a dream and has been suffering excruciating pain on the very spot where he was shot. Had an encounter with God in the service, and what we saw in that image is the picture of the bullet that came out. Shot spiritually, but bullet extracted practically from his body, and the pain disappeared. In the studio, can put that bullet again on the screen. That's the image of the bullet that came out of his body as a result of that spiritual operation. God stepping in to do what no man can do. There's no way any natural operation could have brought it out. Because what they fire in a dream, there's no surgeon that can find it physically. This is the finger of God. And we owe him all the glory. One more time, lift your hand to heaven and let's glorify God. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Now, our line of exhortation for the week has been, why must we be committed to ingathering of souls into church? Why must we be committed to ingathering of souls into church? The scriptures are clear in the book of John chapter 4, verse 35 and verse 36. Jesus speaking said, did I not say to you that there are 4 months and then come, say not that there are 4 months, sorry, and then comes the harvest? He said, lift up your eyes and look, all the fields are white and they are ready to be harvested. But what must we do? He said, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. So there is an ingathering responsibility when it comes to the salvation of souls. It means that we are not only sent to be harvesters, but to be gatherers. We are not only sent to be harvesters, but also to be gatherers. But for every instruction and commandment from God, there is a purpose with God. And what we have been trying to uncover is, why is it that God has given us this commandment in order to see souls gathered into church? And we're looking at this important reason this morning. That for the purpose is for the preservation of our new converts. The preservation of our new converts. And we'll look at these very important things concerning that statement. Number one, the church is the appointed spiritual home for every believer. The church is the appointed spiritual home for every believer. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19, the Bible describes the church this way. Ephesians 2 and verse 19, it said, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. So every believer is expected to belong to God's household. Now, according to scriptures, the household of God in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, we have this clear picture. It says that if I tarry long, he said that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God. What is the house of God? Which is the church of the living God. So the house of God is described as the church of God. And that means that every believer who is going to belong to the house of God must belong to the church of God. You can't separate the two. And that's why you discover that anytime you find individuals that are not planted, the Bible called them spiritual vagabonds. You remember the story of the 7 sons of Sceva. They were men who were going up and down. You see, the truth is this. Up and down is not a godly characteristic. What does the Bible say about the devil? He said, where have you come from, Satan? I came from going to and fro, up and down. There must be a plantedness to any believer that will have any value in their journey with God. And that's why each one of us must see it as a responsibility. In Luke chapter 15, verse 3 down to verse 7, we are told there the parable of the lost sheep. It says that there was a man who had 100 sheep. He said, if that one of them gets lost, will you not go out leaving the 99 looking for that one in the wilderness until you find it? And when you find it, what do? Lay it upon your shoulder. Bring it back home rejoicing. So there is a home for every sheep. The home for every sheep is the church of God. And you discover that when the sheep is at home, the sheep is preserved. But when the sheep is outside the home, it is open to any kind of assault. So we discover, first of all, that the church of God is the appointed spiritual home for every believer. Number two, the church of God is ordained for a covering for our new converts against all assaults of the wicked one. The church of God is ordained for a covering for our new converts against all assaults of the wicked one. The Bible is very clear in telling us that the whole world lies in wickedness. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. So there's wickedness everywhere. In Psalm chapter 74 and verse 20, it says, "Have respect to the covenant, because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. We live in a wicked world." The wicked one is on the rampage, going to seek whom he can devour and destroy. But God has provided a covering for his people. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10, the Bible puts it this way to us. He said, "I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them there that they may dwell in the place of their own and move no more." Why would they be planted there? He said, "The children of wickedness shall not be able to afflict them as before time." So there were some former afflictions, and it says that when they are planted there, those afflictions cannot reach them because they are in their place of covering. They are in their place of defense. You see, we must come to understand that the house of God is provided by God as a place of covering, as a place of covering, as a place of covering. It is where the assault of the enemy is not permitted to reach the saints of God. I remember the testimony of a brother who was on his way to church. He had been suffering all kinds of satanic affliction. And as he was coming, approaching the church, step by step, according to him, getting closer to the church, he said, suddenly he started hearing in his ears, physically, the sound of chains dropping, dropping, dropping. And as he entered into the church, that was the end of the affliction. Because it is the place of covering. It's a place of defense. Many of us may remember the testimony of the brother who was brought from, I believe it was Cameroon or so, that has been afflicted with insanity for 20 years, arrived at the gate, just getting into church, and instantly the spirit of insanity lifted, because it is the place of covering from all satanic assaults. Whatever the wicked one may have orchestrated, we discover that when men are brought into the house of God, that satanic orchestration is frustrated. In the book of Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 to 5, the Bible tells us there, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, the place where I hide. He said, my God, in him will I trust. He says, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler." When you are under his protection and his covering, traps cannot work against you. He says, "And from the noisome pestilence." That is all kinds of, like we have had in recent times, the noisome pestilence of sickness and disease, this coronavirus flying everywhere. You see, he said, when you are there, you are protected. He said, "He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler." He said, "Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day." All manner of assaults are taking place. We go to verse 6 and 7 and see what else he has to say. He said, "For the noise of, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday." No matter the time of assault, as long as you are under his covering, you cannot be touched. 1,000 shall fall on thy side, and 10,000 on thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That hiding place that we are talking about is this place of defense, the house of God. We must come to understand that. That's why each one must be planted. That's why we bring them into the house of God. It's not enough for them to be born again and left on the harvest field. They must be gathered in order to be preserved. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three reason is that the redeemed must be planted in the church to secure their glorious destiny. So their glorious destiny answers to their plantedness. them being planted in the house of God. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and verse 30 makes it clear that everyone that is a child of God is ordained by God to have a glorious destiny. He said, whom he did predestinate, he also, you know, called. Those that he called, he justified. Those that he justified, he also glorified. So everyone that is predestinated is ordained to be glorified. Every individual. So every child of God has a destiny of glory. That is God's ordination. No matter their previous condition, every child of God has a destiny of glory. But for that destiny to be realized, they must be planted. Psalm 92 verse 13 down to verse 12 to verse 15. It says it this way. It says that the righteous will flourish like the palm tree and will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. But those that are planted in the house of the Lord, it said they will flourish in the court of our God. There is a place they must be planted. It is God's house. When they are planted there, they begin to flourish. They go from grace to grace, from glory to glory, and from testimony to testimony. That's why you discover that the end time giants will not be spiritual vagabonds. They will be individuals that are planted in God's house. The Bible tells us very clearly, Psalm 87, beginning from verse 5 to 7. It says there, they will say, and of Zion it shall be said, this man was born there. The highest himself will establish her. He says, and the Lord, when he counts and rises up the people, that he will say, this man was born there. It says in verse 7, as well as the singers and the players of instruments, all my springs are in thee. That is the story of Zion. It is a fountain from which great names will be rising. That's God's intention. So the greatness of every one of those souls is tied to their plantedness. The glory that is packaged within them can only find expression when they are planted. And that's why it's so important that we ensure that as we go out to see souls harvested, we don't leave them there. You don't know who you are meeting today. You don't know that person that may look like a non-entity today. You don't know what lies in his future tomorrow. Like we're told last week Thursday was the 90th birthday, you recall, of the woman that led God's servant to Christ. Led him to Christ as a little boy in school. But look at what has become of him today. You don't know who it is you are coming across today and what kind of a great destiny lies in such an individual. You cannot tell. And that's why it becomes so important for each one of us to ensure that we engage in seeing not only the souls saved, but them gathered into church. I love two testimonies in the scripture that are very instructive. A man called Ananias, many of us remember the story of how Paul was met by Jesus on the road to Damascus. And there was one man who God sent and said, go to this Paul. You are the one who will minister to him. He has many things to do for me. And this Ananias, the only thing we have him recorded for in scriptures is bringing that Paul to the point of Christ. The only record. He may have done many things, but the greatness of his story is tied to that one fruit. You have Priscilla and Aquila who came across another man called Apollos. And the Bible said they began to expand the word of God to him more accurately. Now, when you look at scriptures, you discover Paul, Apollos started becoming the same names, the same caliber of name in their day and their time. Just by meeting a soul that may not seem to be anything today may be what makes your name in the future tomorrow. You see, we must come to understand that the greatness of the souls you come across, you may never be able to tell. That's why each one of us must ensure that we go all out to see them planted where their potentials can begin to find full expression. And as we do so, you can expect to see God decorate you in return in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and take grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to be effective as a soul winner and as an ingatherer. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Pray for yourself this morning. I receive grace this morning, Lord, to be effective as a soul winner, to be effective as an ingatherer in this prophetic season. Not only to see souls won, not only to see them saved, but to see them planted and to see them established. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Let that grace be made available. Let that grace be made available. let that grace be made visible in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Now speak to the day and make your decree concerning the day, because what you declare is what you will see delivered. Make your decree right now. In the name of Jesus, this day is declared blessed as a day of testimonies, as a day of visitation, as a day of profitable engagement. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Be reminded, we are gathered this evening for our midweek service. 5:30 is the time, across our various locations. So anyone connecting on their own, make sure you are there. We are waiting upon the Lord, and then we are gathered this evening in His presence. It will be a glorious time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to take from God now grace to stand on the altar of prayer, because it's prayer that makes fasting profitable. Lord, I take grace this morning to stand upon the altar of prayer with effectiveness, with proofs, with deliveries, in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive that grace this morning. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.